Talk about anonymity among the best. Here's today's sports question. Who are Victoria Azarenka and Yanni Tseng? Commentator Frank DeFord is here to help.
Give up? Well, they only happen to be the number one women's tennis player and golfer in the world. And if you don't know them, you're obviously a sexist fantasy football zealot. No, I'll give you a pass. After all, at a time when U.S. women are succeeding so across the cultural spectrum, when more and more of our girls also grow up playing sports, it remains both an irony and a mystery why American female athletes are enjoying such little success in the popular international individual sports. Good grief, if it hadn't been for Lindsey Vonn skiing down the Alps ahead of everybody else this winter, we'd never get a sports page headline, Women's Division. The American failure in tennis and golf is especially curious because keep in mind that women's team sports receive commensurately so little notice in the United States, and consequently the players receive so little remuneration compared to what male American team athletes make. You'd expect, then, that the most promising American young female athletes would naturally migrate to individual sports, especially to tennis and golf, where the big money is made. But obviously this is not the case. In tennis, Europeans dominate. In golf, Asians. The only U.S. woman tennis player in the top 35 is Serena Williams, who comes in at a modest number 9. And Serena's 30, which in tennis terms is like Jamie Moyer pitching in the big leagues at 49. There was something poignant the other day when there was a reunion of the pioneers of women's tennis who, led by Billie Jean King, symbolically turned pro for a dollar apiece back in 1970. 7 of the 9 were Americans. It was a stark reminder of how we've bequeathed women's tennis to the rest of the world. In golf, Yanni Tseng from Taiwan is far more dominant than any male in any individual sport. She could well be the top athlete in the world, but how many Americans have even heard her name? We're so terribly provincial, and especially since so many of the other top women are South Korean, professional golf played by people in shorts goes unnoticed here. There are various theories why South Koreans do so well on the links. Everything from the fact that they're culturally adroit with their hands to strong father-daughter relationships to a concentration on hitting lots of balls when they're young rather than just playing matches. And goes the thinking in tennis, poor Eastern European girls will work harder and longer, hitting shot after shot, than will spoiled American iPhone kids. Whatever. For females, the greater athletic opportunity is in individual sports, and American women, who are accomplishing so much more in so many endeavors, are now missing links and absent on the courts.
Commentator Frank DeFore joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.